Blog Talk Radio. Sweet sounds of the 60s.
And it's time to wake up now. Here we go. It's Psychics Gone Wild. I hope you guys are having a great night. I have a lot of fun things that we're going to be doing. I've got to love you guys that are calling in. Remember, it's the new number, 516-453-6081 for some psychic fun. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We are a group of individuals who read and do light work and work with you individuals to do our ability with our psyche to give free readings. And we will be giving a few of those readings tonight away on the 516-453-6081 line. I do want to encourage you, even though this is a psychics round table for those of you calling in tonight, which means you're going to be getting some surprise people who will be here helping. And I encourage you to go to the psychicjethro.com and put in your questions. If you have something that you want answered, remember to put in a picture or something. So as I'm looking through, I can see and we can feel your energy. If you got just a question, you can write there. We've got a couple of people in and we're going to be introducing a few of the people and talking to them a little bit about their work. We're going to start out here tonight with our person that those of you know her as Debbie Paul, because that's who she is. And she's one of those wonderful people who's been doing this for a little bit of time. Debbie, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Jethro. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, and I'm enjoying the fact we've been fun before. A couple of the listeners were saying they remember you on here. They're going, she's the lady that likes to do the angels readings, and it's just so much fun. What do you think about that, Debbie?
I think that's great. I'm honored. I'm just happy.
I love it.
That's what I'm saying.
And Debbie, we're doing the round table, so we'll be going tonight. We'll be going to put in those questions of angels towards Debbie. She's our psychic square angel reader, and she's got some really intense things happening here a little bit, Debbie. We have a couple of questions about those. They're saying, Debbie, I live in California. When we were talking, I did get call in to listen to you on your show. I would like to ask you, do you feel it's different about the angels that are on the Pacific coast? I have been trying to find out from friends of mine. You see, they were born in New Jersey, and they're telling me that Raphael is not a healing angel, but is actually a listening angel. Have you heard about different angels across the country and different beliefs?
You know, that's something I haven't heard. I mean, to my knowledge, Raphael is definitely the angel of healing and with matters of personal health. Although he does watch over people, over travelers, and he's also known for his matchmaking skills. So he does several things, so maybe, you know, some people that. But as far as I know, he's definitely the one I call on when I need healing, as I call for Raphael. So, you know, I guess it could be just, you know, different things across the country. It's, we think one thing here and they think another thing there. But I really don't think that's a real major problem, because the archangels can do a lot of things. Even though, like Raphael is mainly known here for his healing, he can help with anything you ask. And so it doesn't matter if someone thinks he's a healer and someone thinks he's something else. He's going to be there for you if you need him for whatever you need.
Oh, wow. Very good. Debbie, hang on there. We're going to grab a couple more. Those of you know, we got our round table. We're going to go. We have now another reader, a very strong gentleman who's known for working with some Master Reiki energies and very phenomenal gentleman. Carl, how are you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Jethro. Yourself?
Real good. Now, we were talking about the coast. This is a good question bringing you in. The question they were asking, Debbie, did you hear that? What do you feel about this with angels? We just had Carl went on a party time. Hello, Carl?
Can you hear me? I'm here.
Yeah, we got you. Yeah, well, the angels just grabbed Carl and took him for a flight. Now he's back. Carl, what we want to have, we've got the funnest thing with the coast. Did you ever have people tell you that they did different beliefs going across the country, or have you heard of pretty much the same thing?
No, I've heard pretty much the same thing. He's supposed to be the funniest of all the angels, too, amongst the angels. And back in the days when people were coming over to this country from others, they actually had, everyone thinks of St. Christopher, but they also had St. Raphael societies to protect them in their travels, and they prayed to St. Raphael for that.
Oh, excellent. Very good. Carl, you're also on our Psychic Squares, and we're going to be coming back to the round table in just a minute. If you hang on here, we'll be right back with you. And we've got to grab, now we're looking at an individual that you guys have heard a couple of times also. This is our phenomenal wild girl we found out last time who likes bad boys. Anne, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Jethro. I'm glad to hear that you're doing well also.
I love it. Now, they were talking about Raphael being the jokester. I think me and you have some Raphael friends that would love it, that have a sense of humor and just making the best of all the fun.
He's influencing us a tad, isn't he? But that's good.
Well, you are one of our psychics on the Psychic Square, so we're going to be having you come in here on the round table, Anne, and I'm going to introduce our not last but least, but our last phenomenal psychic they haven't heard before. And would you hang on for one moment?
Sure.
We love all of you guys. And you guys are, I know that they're having a lot of calls. Call the 516-453-6081. We're having a surge on the phones, and we love that. That means that there's a lot of people listening, and that's what we want to do. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro. And hello, we have a phenomenal psychic. Axel has had an ability and been working with her abilities for quite a long time. Axel, how are you doing tonight?
I'm well, sir. How are you doing?
I'm intense about what you guys are doing on the East Coast with this storm and weather. What are you guys doing with these angels?
Well, what we're doing with the angels is we're praying to God that these lightning strikes don't hit too close to our homes. We're thankful that the flooding is basically topping off. It's not going too crazy in either direction, and we have a lot of people in the upper northeast part of the state of Maryland, actually, who are praying and are getting a little bit of reprieve from the flooding we had over the last hurricane.
Oh, wow. You're one of our psychics on the Psychic Square. Would you hang on for the psychic roundtable we'll be having in a few moments?
Yes, sir, we'll do.
Great. All of you guys get ready here. You see what you've got lined up to do. You've got some wild people doing some wild things and talking discussions. Those of you know and remember from the wild table we've done here for years on it, we will be talking about a subject, and then we'll be getting the opinion from those psychics that are sending in those squares. So you're going to get a little bit of different opinion. Warning, if you are nervous about this subject, get ready to fasten your seatbelt, because we're going to go for a fun ride. Some of the fun things that we're going to be talking about tonight are those intense topics. The psychic phone was open, and we'll be taking some readings with those of you calling in, so it's fun. And I want to take and give out the first fun wild one we've got is Jill Mahapazan. You are our first winner here of putting PsychicJethro.com. You will be winning one of those nice amethyst necklaces that you can take home with you, which will be coming in the mail. And I do want to thank you. She put down, Jill wrote in here that she goes, I feel, Jethro, sometimes you get really silly. I remember back to the day that you even ate sunflower seeds on your show, and I could hear it. Okay, I did it one time. They always tease me about eating. Those of you know, Psychic Jethro loves his food, and that's what I do, is I love to eat. So those of us tuning in, I hope you're ready for some fun. And some of you listeners that have been following along, remember, you know, we will ask a quick question of you, get permission to read you by having you say your name, and we'll go right into it. We're here, and we're getting ready, and I've got to grab that flight of those right off the bat with a phone number here and check everything to see we're enrolling. We've got 812, how about you? You're live on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, yes, my name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole, this is Jethro. Are you ready to do this fun time?
Sure, definitely.
I've done this for about 30 years and read with people. I feel, would you give me permission, Nicole, of what question you want to look at, or is there something you want to look at specifically? Because I am feeling a lot of energy. Or you can tell me your date of birth and I will go from there.
Okay, well, I'm just going to tell you my date of birth. My date of birth is 7/23/84.
Very good. I am feeling that there is individuals in your life. I feel like there's some people in your life that you're having to stand up against. I keep seeing when we first started doing it, and I love it, I feel like you're going here, this and there. I feel like you're a very strong person. I feel that this is good, but I feel like you've had to learn to tell those, you know, tell people this is what I am looking for or something. I feel like there's a little bit of a conflict when it comes to where you, what you want and what they want. I asked if this was a relationship type, but they said it was a relationship, not like, I feel like you're getting what you need to do. Do you have people you're caregiving there?
Well, my mom's sick.
I felt that energy, and ironically, we're talking Raphael, and I also felt that there was a very strong time right now. This is very positive. I feel like you're helping her. I saw the wolf totem there. I saw helping there, and I feel like you're a very good person. I feel like you really love your mom, you know?
Yeah, actually, I live with my mom and my stepfather right now.
Yeah, and that is why it's intense. And I did feel that they wanted to, the guides are telling me that there's going to be some shift or something happening within the time of people that are, I feel like there was people that were supposed to or something's going, and I feel like that they, I feel like other people have tried to maybe orchestrate what they want from you. There's something there about people trying to, did you have an ex or you had something there in your life that used to not be helping?
I have an ex-husband that used to be helping. Well, I have an ex-husband that was not good for me, but I'm in a current relationship right now, and I've been divorced since 2018, but I've been with my current relationship for about 3 years.
And I'm going to apologize. That gentleman is cool because of the present. Can I get his first name?
My ex-husband or my current relationship?
The current relationship, ma'am.
Donovan.
I saw a very strong thing. That's where I'm feeling the change and the shift. I feel something good's going to happen there where he's going to be able to even go a higher involvement with you. I do feel this person really cares. I feel there's a very strong individual here, you know, with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. And thank you for calling in. Is there any specific question you've got? Would you like to go to the right now and go to the squares and ask one of our psychics that you heard earlier a question?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Okay. I was just wondering, Donovan, my current relationship, he has a roommate, and I just had an argument with his roommate last night. And I feel like his roommate's coming in between us. Do you see his roommate going away? Because my boyfriend currently lives in another state, and I live in another state. We're doing this long-distance thing.
I've got Anne here, and Anne's listening to the question here and asking her, Anne, what do you feel about this with this relationship and what's going on?
Nicole, you said it's your boyfriend's roommate.
Yeah.
Right, that you're wondering if he's going to be leaving. Is that it?
Yeah, because like I said, we're in a long distance relationship. He's in Indiana. I'm in West Virginia.
Okay, and so both of the other ones are across the country or a few states over.
Yeah.
Let me see. You know, that roommate is. He's rather stubborn, is he not?
He's a Taurus.
He's not very, I don't think he's very nice either. So it's going to be a tough sell to get him out of the place with your current relationship. But Donovan's going to have to, if it's really detrimental to your long-term relationship, then Donovan's going to have to really put his foot down and get that other guy out of there, but I don't see him having a very easy time of it. So if it's something that you know to be right, you're going to have to be there and support him, because I really see that other guy as being so stubborn that he's going to get angry. So be careful of that, okay?
Okay.
thank you for calling in. We welcome and definitely hang around for the psychic table, and we will be helping more. And if you get a chance, contact us later. We want to hear the really great thing as you and Donovan get all the intensity. We love you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, and welcome.
You're welcome.
To tune in. Welcome here. We got a wonderful going on. Everybody's laughing. I had a couple of emails here. We're going in. And those of you catching up, I had someone tell me, Jethro, you're on and you're actually on ninth. I'm so scared. This is Dennis. I would like to know, why is my neighbor continually telling me that he has to wear tinfoil? He told me that he was actually trying to get me to help him with this, and now he wants me to wrap him in tinfoil. I have to joke about this, but believe me, there's no connection with us physically. He just seems to be that silly kind of person. He told me that tinfoil helps him. We're going to grab that psychic square. Axel, what do you feel about this man wrapped in tinfoil? Should we say that he wants to be a baked potato, or is he trying to be a TV? What do you feel?
Oh, and I am your girl for that as an IT worker. I will tell you, there's nothing wrong with him. He's probably just got sensitivities to electromagnetic interference. There are sections of this country which have a total blackout on cell phone and cell towers. I think there's a place in West Virginia, in fact, that has a total blackout. So people who do have these sensitivities, and it may even be something so far as to say the indigo or the star children. He may have just been a sensitive person from birth, but was ahead of his time, so there weren't as many people like him in his age group. So I would say do not mock him. He probably has been through hell and back in his life, and to just basically have just an empathy for people who are different than you, and also neurologically different than you. People don't always come to this planet with the same skill sets when it comes to being intuitive. And his tinfoil may actually either be an emotional crutch, or it might in fact be he just needs it to, you know, like a weighted blanket, if you will. This is the pre-weighted blanket that they have now for kids going to college. So I would just say hang in there with your friend, keep him company, and if he needs some aluminum foil or tinfoil, then give it to him. You know, it's 99 cents. What's it going to hurt?
Thank you, Axel. And I got a question for you, Axel, here as Psychic Jethro. I know that they used to use it, like you said, there with the conduit. Have you heard of where they could, you can take a tinfoil and put different numbers in it, like let's say the lottery, or you could work with it? Would it be able to help transfer someone's energy to help them be lucky, or would they be unlucky because of what the aluminum is doing?
Well, I would tell you to use gold foil leaf, of course, because if you're going to go for the gold, then get some gold. I wouldn't use aluminum foil.
Excellent. Thank you. And Axel, hang on here. We're going to grab one more call. You guys, are you ready? We're having some fun. I have quite a few individuals asking the number. It's 516-453-6081. We have down here, Brittany is writing in, I have had this relationship for 2 years. I had an angel reading and I was told to be patient. I have been patient. The thing is, I'm really frustrated because I want to be married. You see, my family are very serious about if I'm in a relationship and it's not actually progressing, because we have never even been engaged. We've been together for 2 years. How do I get those angel cards to give me my man? We're going to take that angel reading right to Debbie. Debbie, what do we do with that angels?
Well, first of all, the angel card readings are not going to get your man, What they will do is they will give you guidance on what you need to do to get your man. So, you know, the angels are always out. They always want what's best for our highest good. So, you know, I did pull a card for you, and the card I got says it's up to you. So what that's telling me is there's something that you're not doing or that you need to be doing that's going to get him closer to you. You know, it's not that it's all it's not that it's all on you, but you need to put it seems you're telling it as my head goes fast, thoughts go faster than my mouth. it's telling you that you need to step up a little bit and do a little bit more. To let him know that you're really interested. I don't know your relationship or how you've done that, but it's telling you that it's up to you. So there's something you need to do and tweak that relationship just a little bit more.
I love it. Debbie, thank you. You are Angel Girl. We're going to put you right back in here. We're going to grab another one here. This gentleman, Mark, is asking, he has had some health situations in his life and he's worked through them. He was suggested to do Reiki. He feels that he might want to do Reiki on himself. We're right in the right area here to ask our Carl. Carl, do you feel that Mark should do the Reiki on himself and learn the Reiki? And would that be okay? Or should he just keep going to Reiki sessions? What do you feel for Mark?
No, absolutely. I think the best thing is to learn it. If you do Reiki, like I do it on myself all the time. It not only is good for you, but it helps increase your energy when you're working with other people. So definitely, it's not difficult to find a course somewhere. And even just, you know, the first level of Reiki would be helpful. And you might find that, you know, it helps him enough that he might want to take it further and you know, go on to the master level or teacher level and work with other people.
I love it. And Carl, this is something good you just brought up here. So you actually have, you as your master worker, you work on yourself and you work on others. Are you, this is a question that I have, as I remember a Reiki person, and this has been a conflict. Some say you can do it through the phone. Others say you can't. Can you do Reiki through the phone, or is it best to have them in person?
You can do distance Reiki, and I've done it. It works. You know, people have told me they knew when I was doing it and they felt it and it had an effect. I didn't do it over the phone. I mean, we had prearranged that I was going to do it. It doesn't have to be over the phone. It's important for the other people, other person to know so they can accept it, because that's an important part of Reiki is the querent has to, you know, be willing to accept Reiki. But as long as someone is willing to accept it, sure. There's no problem with doing it over the phone. But Reiki is basically, once you get started, it's silent anyway. So.
Excellent. Thank you, Carl. And we're going to tune in and grab those phones. Everybody's going here. I've got a lot of you calling, telling me, Jethro, where is my turn? Your turn's coming, because it's now 231. It's your turn. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. I got to tell you, I'm so happy. I haven't been doing the late evenings, and it's fun. There's a lot of you fun people out there. And this is Jethro. Can you give me your first name, and what kind of type of question do you have?
I'm Patricia, and my question is regarding relationships. I'm not sure which direction to go along. If you can pick anything up on that.
No problem. And I'm going to grab our wonderful psychic square, Debbie, who works with it. I'm going to feel a little bit when you had said relationship. I'll give you a little bit of my ability and what I feel here with you. I need you to say your first name again for permission for me.
Sure. It's Tia.
Thank you. I saw with you relationship is a very serious thing. I felt with you that they showed me that I feel like there's a new ground. I feel like this is a new improvement one. I feel there's someone that you haven't met yet or something that needs to kind of get together. We're in a hard time here with the shelter in place, you know, and things going. It's frustrating. And this is the year with Venus where we have a lot of relationship things happening. And I saw something new for you, someone who really was there and cared all the way. I feel like you've had people in relationship that were there, but they couldn't understand you. You know what I mean? They didn't realize that you were really – I feel like they cared, they loved you, but it turned complicated. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes. And how about you, Debbie? What are you feeling for our lovely...
Okay, so what I'm getting, and you said her name was Tia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I had trouble hearing you. So about your relationship and love, I've got peaceful resolution for you. So what that's telling me is that right now is probably a bit rocky, and it's probably not very very clear for you which way it's going. But according to what the angels are saying is that there's going to be a peaceful resolution. So it's something that you need to be patient with. Whatever it is not going to happen like really fast. There's a peaceful resolution at the end. What I'm getting for you, though, is within the next few weeks, this should be happening for you. It all should be coming together and making sense to you, where your peaceful resolution with your love life and your relationships will come, and you'll know what's going on, and you'll have your answer.
I feel like chill. I got it a couple months. You better invite us to this party. Call us back. We love you, and thank you for calling, and thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I love it. We're grabbing the phones. It's getting a little wilder here, and we just got to hear some really exciting news for Tia. Now, those of you tuned in, they're going, what is happening, Jethro, to you? Every you're all over the place. We're wild. That's the way to be. When you're wild, you're not tamed or controlled, but you know that. It's 8:05. You're live. How are you doing, 8:05? Oh, my gosh. Yay.
How are you?
Great. I love it. I'm so glad to hear from you.
Oh, thank you. You're sweet. Could you tell me a little bit about the finances getting better and all? And yeah.
I do feel that, Donna, and I do feel with the guides, and they're telling me that I'm going to get a little more personal. I need to get permission and get a date of birth from you to make sure with the numerology and stuff here.
Sure. April 22nd, 1954.
Donna, I did see that there is a little bit of a struggle yet going, and I feel like there's something that creatively or something that's setting back, that's not getting to get financially happening. I feel like you're having a struggle going up against a little bit of a rock. It's been a little bit of a roller coaster ride for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did see this is going to get a little better for you, but they're telling me it's going to take a little bit more into September. I did feel like we're not over the hurdle, and I did feel you're doing it. I feel like you're a strong person, and their guides are telling me that it's going to be very good for you, but they also said you haven't had the correct – I feel like there's something here. Is there someone that's holding something of yours, or there's something financially that was tied up?
No. No, I'm just on a fixed income, and I – you know, sometimes I win things. I want a trip. I want a car. I enter raffles. I win that way, or windfall, or thing like that. I have a friend visiting. I haven't seen her in 30 years, and she came into a little bit of money. So she said she's going to treat me to, give me some money and help me out. And, so we'll see,
Thank you. And we now are lucky, Donna, because I do feel that's what they were. What I felt was there's something coming in that's going to be a prize, something that you put in, something there. And I saw that it was delayed due to that they're picking a second winner, or you or someone picked. What I saw is that this came in with the finances.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, September. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, October 25th, I'm in a raffle where they give away $150,000 and then different money. So, maybe that's it. October 25th, I'm hoping.
I feel good with that one, too, but I feel there's one even in September, and I feel that there's going to be some prizes. I saw this other prize out, and it was a good, a good sum amount of money, and I'm really glad. And I love that. See, I've always done that as a kid. Do you remember back, Donna, when they used to have that little newspaper they sent you, and you could order all the sweepstakes? It would send it to you in the mail, and you could go
yes!
in like 2x5.
Yes, I did that.
Me too, and I loved it. I won T-shirts. I won potato chips. One time I won these really cool socks. It's like, you're the best or something. I wore those socks out. I love this stuff. And money. You could win money. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, yes.
Those were the days. Thank you, Donna. You've been over so fun. I want you to go ahead, and we're going to have you come on here with and hang on and listen to the show here with things. But thank you. We love you so much for tuning in.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Those of you tuning in, this is Jethro here at Psychics Gone Wild. We've got some really fun people. We're still going strong, and we've got other people calling. It's the 516-453-6081. We're getting a little bit of wind. Those of you who first tuned in, the music you were hearing was the voice of Brooke, Sounds of the 60s, and it was her wonderful gentleman, Gary Wimmer's music. Those of you know who, very strong psychic, and he was playing the song Since I Fell for You. So I hope all of you enjoyed the show. We're enjoying with you. We're going to grab a hold of it. Those of you grabbing yourself a little bit of a Kool-Aid or maybe a little bit of chips or something. Hang on, we're going to grab some more fun. We've got Carl and Debbie and Axel tonight here at the Psychic Square. So they're sitting over here ready to go, and we're grabbing those phones because you're calling in and we're going wild. And it is 610. What do you know, 610?
Hello.
Hello, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. This is Jethro, and you are?
This is Sonia, Jethro. How are you?
Sonia, I'm great. Now, I love it. You come in loud and clear. You're on the move. I'm just loving the tonight.
Yeah, that's me. I'm always energized. Like, you know, it's late here at night, but I don't know. Got a lot of energy. That's me.
That's you, and it is definitely a vibrant energy. Now, you're going to be playing with a wild girl here. We're going to open up the line here with Anne on the psychic. Well, I know, and are you ready? Because you two can't blow up my computer, promise?
I'll try not to, Jethro, but, you know, I can't promise, all right? So what is it that you need to know, Sonia?
Well, thank you so much for taking my call, and I hope you're having a pleasant evening.
Thank you. I am. Thank you.
Sure. I wanted basically to know about my career. I've been at this present job for 3 years, and you know, I'm very optimistic. I'm a go-getter. You know, I don't want to give away too much. I just wanted to see what you guys are picking up for me as far as promotions, advancements, things of that nature for me.
Okay. Are both of your parents across the veil? Have they both passed?
No, just one.
Just one. Okay, just one. Because I feel that there's two people that are rather close. And I'm trying to discern if it's a mother, grandmother. I'm sorry, I'm trying to sense
them
better.
I apologize.
Is it your mom?
That's who that passed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
My mom
is,
and
okay.
My grandmother.
Okay, so maybe that's why I'm seeing two of them. Now, your mom, she was very, what do you call it, budget-oriented, was she not?
Well,
right.
I mean,
she tried to tight.
Go ahead.
No, the money was tight, so she was trying to really make the, you know, stretch the dollars go as far as they can, right?
Yeah. I would say so.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, no, why I'm asking is because what she's doing on the other side is keeping that train of thought for you about money matters, so that let me see what she's saying. What is she saying? Okay. She's saying, although that one job pay more, stay with. Stay with the one that makes you happy, because that's where you'll get the most value. Okay.
Okay.
Let me see what else she's saying. She just opened up a drawer, and as if she's taking out a piece of paper, and it's almost as if she's handing it to you and saying, Sonia, just remember the things I've taught you. Remember your worth and make your decisions based on that. But also that if it's hard for you to make those decisions, call on her. She'll be there, and you'll know that she answers. You'll just listen, pay attention, and you know that she's helping you. Does that make sense?
In a way. I mean, I wasn't even looking for another job. I was just wanted to grow where I'm at, and that's, you know,
right, but within your work, you could, you know, have other positions also. Okay, so just pay attention to those positions and how they fit you, and go with the one that fits your
heart. Yeah, well,
heart.
There's nothing yet. That's the thing, you know. There's nothing yet.
Okay, there will be. And most of us, you know, think with our head, but in this case, she's asking you to think with your heart, because I think you are a little bit cut and dry, are you not?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, it's just the thing is, I don't want 5-10 years to go by and stay at the same level, at the same job, at the same salary, while everybody else around me is advancing. And I have a lot of education, higher degrees and stuff, you know what I mean? Just to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be always at the same level. So,
well, you know, what she's saying too is that it's up to you to put your foot forward in the direction that you want to go to. Okay, but she's saying she's taught you something about perseverance, has she not?
Yeah.
As you were going, she says, remember what I told you about sticking to it and going after what you want. Do you remember her saying stuff like that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay, so that's why she came. She wanted to remind you of that, because you're forgetting that part. You want things to go boom, 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 and it's not going to unless you help make it that way.
I've been very patient. I've been here 3 years waiting. For 3 years I've been waiting.
Right.
So how much more patience can I have? It's not like I started 6 months ago, you know what I mean? Like, I've been very patient. So.
Well, you know, it also depends on the nature of your job and what could be out there waiting for you. So, you know, they say that all good things come. Wait, how do you say it? Good things come to those who wait. I forget how to really say it, but patience is going to be your friend, and patience is going to get you where you want to. And again, your mom is saying, persevere. Do what I told you. Remember what I told you. Stick to it and look forward. Okay?
Okay.
We love you, Sonia. Definitely us know when it happens. We'll be here partying with you, going wild. And then you know what? We got a double party because it took a while. You know?
Sure. All right.
We love
you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Going Wild. We are a little bit wilder. We've got a couple of emails. I've got some phones, so don't go anywhere. Those of you calling in, the 516-453-6081. This is Bradley writing in. Chetra, I want to know why my sister keeps telling me that I have a frog for a totem. I have asked her repeatedly. I don't feel like a frog. I don't act like a frog. We joked about it, and then I realized she was not joking. She has been working with an individual. I could tell you this, Bradley, if you are sensing that your sister is telling you this, what your sister's telling you and what your sister's sensing there, let me get my wording, is that she's seeing the transformation. You know, to be one of these totems and to be the energy is always a good thing, no matter what it is. The good thing about the frog is the frog works with the female energy. It works with the fact, out with the thing. So you're able to be sensitive and feel. You're very good and very strong. It's also a very excellent totem for gentlemen who want to be very seriously with relationships and out. So I would take it as a compliment. I have had friends who've had ants for totems and feel really bad. Ants means working together. Your totem is telling you very positively you're going to be a strong, sensitive man. Be proud of it. We're all glad of that, of you being able to go with this. And we love all of you. We're going to get some more phones here. We got the time going. 856. You're on 856. How are you doing? 856 is real shy. Hello? We'll take that as they're having their quiet time, and we'll go right on. We love all of you guys. This is Psychics Gone Wild. I hope you're being wild. We are too. 229, you're fine. You're ready to go on, 229.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. We're going wild here. You just push those people right out of the way and just jump right on the boat. How are you? What's your first name?
My name is Melvin.
Melvin, oh my gosh, Melvin, you're one of our regulars. I love you. How you been?
I've been kind of distressed a little bit. I lost my brother. My brother passed away in about 3.5 weeks.
Very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I'm going through that, but I just want to see, can I get a general on me? I just need some good things to happen.
And I do see
that.
I feel it, Melvin. I feel you. I feel what the things have went, and I do feel the energy of some things happening. I feel like that your brother's going to be helping over there, and I feel for you what's going to be really strong is being able to go with it. I saw people right now. I feel like you need to be around people who really see who you are. You're just a good man, you know? You're a very good person, right. And I could feel it. And I remember you through the years, Colin, and I've teased you about your love life. I've teased you about everything. And I love you, Melinda, and the fact that what the guides are saying is it's time to be able to set and have some things go. I saw you sitting down and talking, and you're realizing life's going where you want to have those people that are there. I feel like you're still single, Melvin. Am I correct?
Yes.
I'm surprised. You're a catch, my friend.
Yeah, I'm still single. I'm having some issues with my immediate family. I have six sisters, and now I have one brother because the other one passed away. Well, two of my brothers passed away. But and then I have kids, but one of my sons passed away. But my family, immediate family, they treat me like I'm not even in the family. You know, they treat me like, you know, I'm a sideliner looking in. And so I just had to open up and let them have it, you know, and I keep my distance from them. But I just want to know why they treat me this way.
I do feel it's other energy. I don't feel it's you. I feel there's a little bit of their problem. I feel like, unfortunately, you know, you're a good person, and I think they've gotten used to just taking it out on you when they're having a bad day. I feel like they do, and I do see that part of the sad situation is going there is that, you know, they don't see the real you. And unfortunately, you know, they have other stuff happening out, Melvin, and I do see that for you. I saw in the next couple of months some change for you where you were out talking, you found some fun, you're having a little bit of a time of making new people with it. You know, we love you. Psyche's gone wild. You've always been one of our people, and I feel you've been through enough. They said no more rain, sunshine now. They're saying that it's going to be some things happening where you're just, you know, you're going on with people that really love and care for you. And I saw some individuals there. I feel like where you live or something, there's something that you haven't been able to go to or something that you normally go to. Like you go and, is it Walmart or something? I don't know why I keep seeing Walmart.
Yeah, I used to work there. That's why I got injured at.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear
when
that.
When I was working there. Yeah. I got injured at Walmart, and I do still go shopping there, but I haven't been there in a while.
I feel you need to go back. Your old friends miss you, and I know I'm so sorry about your accident. You know, energy, they talk with the guides. They're saying that that would be, you know, those people loved you. They knew you as a work guy. You're a good person, and I love you dearly. We got to run out, Melvin. Definitely hang on for the Psychics Roundtable, and we'll be going on here in a few minutes. Maybe you'll win a prize, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Melvin. We're welcome. I love you guys calling in. We just love all you regulars that are calling. Remember to follow the show on the right side there so you can get in on it. This is Psychic Jethro enjoying the time with some old friends that we just talking to and being able to go. Those of you who've been waiting, we're going to turn on a few minutes here of the table, which those of you know what a psychic round table. The question we are going to be discussing is a very intense subject. The question we have tonight for our psychics is the country going to have an alleviation of the coronavirus? Are we going to see this end in September, as a lot of the things are saying, or is this going to be something that goes on for quite a while? We're going to start the phones and open it up to our first one here. Carl, hang on, you guys are on the phone. We will be coming back to doing the readings. Carl, do you feel with the coronavirus and your psychic ability that this will be ending here in September and October, or will we still see some more of this, you know, pandemic going on?
I wish that were true, that it was going to end in September, October, but I don't believe that whatsoever. I think it's definitely going to get worse. By the middle of next year, we'll see some real progress on it. But prior to that, I don't believe so.
Very good. And thank you, Carl. Those of you tuning in, it's getting hotter and tenser. The next question we're going to be going to our Debbie is, during this time of the pandemic, a lot of individuals are deciding to not have children. There's a very big opinion on this through the holistic. Our belief is that, you know, you should always leave free soul. Is this going to affect the angels, Debbie, in what we bring out for the people here? Is this going to be something that spiritually is going to be a reckoning that we have, that we're not bringing in those children and those individuals that are spiritually and psychically tuned? What do you feel, Debbie?
You know, I think that the children that need to be born are going to be. It's like we need, you know, the star children, and we need the other children that are coming in. And I think although people are not wanting to have children because of what's going on at the time, I can understand that. But I still believe that we need the new children, and the angels know that we need these new souls and children coming in, because they're going to be what's going to save us. And so the ones that need to be born will be born, regardless of those that decide we're not going to have children, and that's okay. But the ones that, you know, do want children or even whatever, the children that need to be born are going to be born, and nobody can stop it, because the angels are going to, the angels are regrouping. They're looking out for us. They want what's best for the highest good of all. And so that means these children need to come in, because they're going to have the gifts. They're going to have the specialties, and they're going to have what this world and country need right now. So I think, you know, whether you want children or not, you know, that's fine, but we're going to have the children that we need are going to be born.
Thank you, Debbie. And here we go. We're going to end the topics. Those of you tuned in to the Psychics Roundtable, we'll be answering the phones here in a few minutes for those of you calling in for that reading at 516-453-6081. Jethro, I am listening on the computer, and I got to tell you, this is a fun group. I am a little nervous of it, but I need to ask this question of your roundtable. The belief of our country and the politics right now is very much with it. Are things in for a major change, or around November, are we going to stay and work on what we are with the present people in office? What is your prediction on that, Axel?
My prediction is people, while they might be very, very upset about what they're seeing on the news and TV, they don't like to switch horses midstream. I think people find that if you have one guy that's into finance and banking and helping businesses and also telling businesses, hey, you need to get on the ball, bring people in, do more remote work. I see that happening a bit more. I think both candidates are, they're fine gentlemen. They're people that care about the country deeply. But I think when it comes to money and finance, I think that that might sway people if they remember the downturn. I think people want there to be a more emotional, happy time, which I think one candidate will bring that more than the other. But I think when it comes to paying for your bills, I think the other candidate is more, you know, 0-1 money. And I think that sways people. Also, when you think of the people who leave the building to go vote, a lot of people who are caretakers aren't always men. So I think you're going to just see more men turning out at the polls.
Wow. Thank you, Axel. Those of you tuned in, get ready. We will be listening to this later in the archives. You guys believe and you know it. We're having fun. It's the great thing. We've got a question for our Anne tonight. This question is pertaining to Rick is writing in here as a gentleman, a friend of mine I know in Sedona, who's asking about the for years there was a prediction of the fire and the circle and the ring. The prophecies were that California would fall off and we would all have beach property in Colorado. I teased Jethro for years because he moved out into the wrong place. Now I am looking at and watching some of these predictions. Is the world going to eventually lose California, or are we going to be able to keep it, Anne?
You know, that's funny because sometimes I picture a beachfront right there where Lake Tahoe state line, right? Sometimes I picture it there, but it's not going to happen in our lifetime or the next lifetime. If it does happen, it's mostly just because of the tectonic plates, you know, shifting, and it may happen, but it's going to be like thousands of years as far as I'm concerned, or that I can see, because even though we're getting a lot of earthquakes right now, in fact, we've had hundreds of them in the last few weeks that are only like 1.2, you know, 2.3, stuff like that. And it's all, a lot of it's in the Central Coast, right? Not Central Coast, I'm sorry, Central Valley. And, but it's not affecting the shoreline, okay? It's not gonna shake California off the map, all right? At least not yet. So I'm, God, just wait till, you know, maybe when we come back as another person in, you know, about 2,000 years, maybe that'll happen, but not now.
Very good, Dan. And we've, that's serious there, Rick, and I bet on her. I feel like that too. And he teased me for years there. We used to work in a store together, a psychic store, and they had a map up there of what the United States was going to look like, and he would tease me about it. I love it. Thank you, Ed, for setting Rick straight.
Sure.
We are going wild here. Those of you tuning in, we're grabbing a hold of the phones. I know a couple of you are saying, Jethro, I have been waiting for a while. Well, let's hope we can get you in here. Let's grab 917. How are you doing, 917?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. You got in, and you are?
Oh, my name is Stacy.
Stacy, oh my gosh, I feel so happy to have you on the phone. Are you enjoying the night?
Of course, yes, I am.
Well, and you got the psychic Jethro for the reading. It's my turn here. What I need to get a little bit of energy here with you. I'm going to ask permission. And can you tell me your date of birth?
August 12th.
I feel, Stacy, with you that I'm seeing a little bit of individuals. I feel there's something we're going to talk about relationship. I saw someone. I felt like there's been something where this person is kind of stepped back. Have you had someone in relationship that you're real serious that something's going on right now where they, you've just you moved or you've done something? Is there someone you're dating long distance?
No, I'm not. I probably won't be dating for another year.
What do you mean you won't be dating for another
year? I don't know. I'm trying to move first. I have other things that I'm trying to get into place. But why did he move?
Oh, I love it. And see, there you got you stumped the psychic because I saw the person moved in a different situation and I was looking at it. And I love you because you're like, no, I'm not going to be dating right now because I'm leaving this area. You sound like a wild girl. And I love it because these people are looking at, they showed me this move, this other person. I feel like where you're going to be going or what you're having is where this is going to be really strong. And what I saw was this person, I feel like you're going to know this person. You're going to feel a connection with them. Where you're moving to. Are you, you're going a distance here a little bit?
Yeah, yes, I am. And that was my question. I'm trying to do a move, and when that happens, I can talk about my life.
Oh, you're grounded. I love it.
Yeah.
I love you because what the guys were showing is this energy in this relationship with you sitting here and this going, and that it is good and that things are there. And what was acute about it was they start with the heart relationship. They showed me that this is when things start to go. I don't feel it'll be a full year. I feel like you may move a little sooner than you thought. And I did see you being very happy where you're moving. It feels like it's more a positive place, not only for you to be where you want to be. You know, have you looked at
it? I need that.
I feel it. And I got to tease you a little bit about the fact that where you are is a little tense right now.
Ugh, I'm dying. Yes. I'm trying to do this move like soon as possible. I am looking, yes.
I thought it'd be good. And I got a cute thing. They said that you'll be able to do things the way you want is what I heard. You know, you seem to be a very good person, but you like to have your own place, your way. If you want to leave the cereal bowl, you can do what you need to do, you know?
Yeah.
I got to ask you, is there someone that of yours in the family that's wanting, I feel like someone in your family is taking care and watching you. Like they're a little overprotective. So, anything you say, they're
that's
kind
my
of,
nephew.
Oh my gosh, this kid is strong.
No, that's my dude. That's my man. Yep.
Love his energy. He is very, he's got some very strong ability here. You know, he's very much where you're his person. He's a little overprotected there, but I want to keep my person, is what they said.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys have had lives together or something. This is very strong, and I love it. And thank you. I do love that when you can feel the energy of you being good with the kids go with you. They just really loves you, you know?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Stacey, for calling us. This has been Psychic Scope Wild. And definitely follow us coming in. I'll be looking forward to hearing more when you get that move and things wild up and liven up there.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stacey. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro. We are still connecting and going on with people here. We're going to take a few minutes here, and we are to the point with the show that those of you tuning in, be able to get ready. We're going to grab this phone. It's 408. How are you doing, 408?
Hi, this is Lee.
Lee, we love you. Are you ready to go wild?
I am. I would love to hear anything about a move coming up for my husband and me.
Excellent. And I'm going to grab our one. You get the psychic square. So we're going to be grabbing Ann on here. And you said a move for you and your husband.
I love
and here
Ann.
You
are. Ann has been amazing tonight. Ann, give it to me straight.
Oh, thank you, Lee. I'm blushing. Okay. But thank you very much. So a move for your husband and you. Let me see. Before you even started talking, I was getting like a military connection. And I don't know if that means you're moving near a base or let me see. I almost feel as if you're moving out of California. Okay. Oh my gosh. I don't know if you're really going to move that far. Are you thinking in terms of like North Carolina, Georgia, something like that?
I was just talking to somebody about that yesterday for them, but not for me. Amazing that you mentioned that, but it's not on the radar, but it certainly, if something came up, we wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah, okay, because I see that, but I also, I don't know where Camp Lejeune is. I forget where that is. I don't know what state it's in, but there's that military connection, and I have a feeling almost that you're going to be moving to a city that has a large military presence. You know, like, well, you're in 408, so you're here in California, right? San Jose, around that
mm-hmm.
area? You know, like Alameda is, you know, I mean, I love Alameda. You give me a guy in uniform and I'll do whatever he wants, okay?
Whoa, whoa.
But aside from that, I do see moving out of California, but I see it closer to, you said your friend is going out that way, like North Carolina or Georgia, whatever I said. I have a feeling
mm-hmm.
you're actually going to be closer to her than you think. Okay, and
okay.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen like within the next. Wait, just a second. Things are going to start falling in place in about 6 months or so. Okay, you're going to start really investigating and weighing your options. But yeah, out of California for sure, Lee.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense to you?
That. It definitely.
Okay.
Could,
good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad because I won't move. I've been in the same place for 45 years. I'm not moving, but good for you.
I've been in the same place for a long time too. I keep saying my husband's going to bury me in the floorboards, but we're considering it now.
Yeah, no, but the floorboards are going to be out of California though. Okay. So be sure of that.
Okay.
And like Jethro says, please keep us, you know, in mind and let us know what's happening. We'd like to be able to say bon voyage to Georgia or South Carolina.
Yep. And Ann, I guarantee you, you'll hear where I'm moving to.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. I look forward to
Absolutely.
Hearing from you again. Thank you
All
for
right.
calling.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Thank you so much, Leah. Thank you for calling in. This is Psychic Jethro. Psychic's gone. Well, we are at that point of grabbing that round table. So we're going to grab one of our psychics off of the squares and ask him one of those strange questions, but intense purposeful questions. And this one is, aimed at Axel, we need to have a discussion with my children. And I'm asking the psychic about it. We have been having very intense things happening. My daughter just reached puberty. I know that some of you psychics have daughters. Is it normal to have things break or things around when they get uptight? My daughter was 4 foot away from something that broke. She never did like my mom, and I feel that she was really upset and broke the vase I loved. After this incident, the last 2 days, we've been having other situations go on. She told my husband that she hoped he had a bad day with his phone. You see, we grounded her, and we knew she was psychic. Probably a mistake. What do you feel, Axel, what they should do at this little talk, and how should they approach this psychic child?
I think they should approach her like a live wire, and they should be very careful around energy, and what they push out is what they will get back. I think they should basically say, hey, listen, you have a set of abilities we believe, and it's not always good to just always assume it's the child breaking things. People from the other side sometimes will tip something over and protest. I'm very much a believer that maybe there's a back and forth between the energies, and she could be reacting badly to someone who maybe wasn't, who was jealous of her, in fact, for being born, because sometimes you have parents that are more like children than parents, so grandparents. So I think that definitely explain to her that, you know, you've got to be careful with your energy. I would definitely say, you know, here's what we would like to see instead of wishing someone bad, because if, let's say your dad's phone breaks, then he'll have to take yours as a backup. So, I mean, just sort of lay out the cause and effect of, just like you would if she were to steal something from a store or to smash a neighbor's window. You know, there's consequences for your actions. And I would just sort of make it something that is and say, like, let's work on it together and let's work on more positivity. Because if you can do this bad, let's see what you can do good, including when mom goes to buy a lottery ticket, you know, something like that. So I would definitely say use your powers for good.
And we got to thank you, Axel. We also have a little feedback. The person says, I loved your explanation and the work on the tinfoil, and I just really enjoy you on the show. I'm glad you're coming on Psychics Gone Wild, Axel.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Jethro, for inviting me.
No problem. Thank you guys for coming in. We've got a couple of individuals here that are writing a little bit. We're going to grab a hold of our next, we should grab, we will open up the mic to and talk to our wonderful psychic Carl here. Carl, I have lived same house for 18 years where my husband unfortunately passed away. I have been working on this in the work. What I'm asking is, during this time of shelter in place, I have realized that I feel very comfortable and I do want to really keep this place open for his energy to visit. Is this a normal thing, do you think, for a widow to think, or have I been staying home too much in shelter in place?
I think everyone's been staying home too much, shelter in place. But I would certainly not consider, you know, leaving the house because of your husband, because wherever you go, he's going to be there. So I think you're feeling more nostalgia than anything. And I wouldn't let that stand in the way of moving forward in any, you know, any other direction that you want to go, because he's always going to be there for you, and, you know, he'll be your biggest cheerleader, and he'll guide you in different ways, and you'll know it at the time. So yeah, I once this lockdown is over, get out, you know, decide what direction you want to go in, and just go for it.
Very good. And Carl, you know, this is a really good thing. I love what you just said there. You know, everyone is going through it. To get out, do something that's safe, be out. I thank you, Carl, and thank you. Welcome to our table, and it's good to have you on our panel.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro at Psychics Gone Wild, 516-453-6081. And we're right now doing a psychic roundtable, and we have the wonderful Debbie's up. She has one of those questions, and we have one of it. This is the time of my life where I'm really wondering what I should do. You see, I was raised in a very strong family, and I did not get married until later in life. I wasn't married until I was close to my 30s. I was married for 4 years and it didn't work out. Now I'm sitting back at home. Is it good for me to look at a reader, or should I just get out and do something? I'm very confused about what I should do. Is this a time for me to sit down with a reader, Debbie?
I would say yes. You know, go ahead and sit down with the reader because, you know, they can give you a little more insight. They can go a little deeper into some of your questions that you have. And especially if there's something that you're, you know, on the fence about or you're concerned with, they definitely can help you get more insight. Although they can't, you know, tell you what you need to do, they can tell you what the guides and the angels are telling you to do for your highest good. So, of course, we all have free will. But if you, you know, sit with a, you know, with the reader and ask the questions, they can give you insight and let you know what it is that you need to do to move forward with what it is that you're wanting.
Thank you, Debbie. A very good one. And how are you doing tonight on this? You've been really quiet for your usual party self. No, I'm kidding. She doesn't party like that. I'm just teasing Debbie. How is it going well on you? You're feeling like this is cute. I feel you're just really mellow, just casual girl. Debbie went to sleep on us. Debbie?
It's one of those days. I'm getting old, Jethro.
No, you never. No.
That's the question.
Like,
again, I kind of agree, but I thought you were talking to someone else, so I'm sorry.
It's my fault. I've been too fast-paced. I had someone text me. They go, Jethro, you sound like an auctioneer. And I laughed. I'm having one of those high-energy days. I would say that. You said it's been one of those days. I felt I was teasing you a little bit about your energy. You do seem like it's just – you've kind of just settled into a piece of this is good. Life's there, you know.
Yeah, I have. It's like, you know, things that I've done, you know, over the weekend and different things, I've kind of brought a little more peace to myself. And there's some things I'm going to be doing down the road to help better myself. So, yeah, I'm feeling more at peace and more settled. So it's a good feeling, and I like the way I'm feeling now.
I love it with you, Debbie, and thank you for being on the show. We are having things with I want to welcome all of you guys. We've had quite a few different ones in, and this is what we've got tonight. So we're going to be going ahead and going it out. I'm going to have the panel come on here and tell you what they want to say and go ahead and go out. Axel, we're closing down tonight. We're ready to push us out the door already. Is there anything you want to tell our fans that have listened to you tonight, Axel?
I want to thank everybody for being on, and I also want to tell everybody for this next election year, whoever wins, if it's not your guy, don't worry about it. Life's too short. Just go have a drink, have a smoke, just chill out. You know, nobody needs to get that uptight or go crazy about it. I've seen people cry and hurt their energy, and just don't hurt your energy. Save yourself from it all. Just be chill and, you know, pray for who you want, and if it doesn't work out, there's 4 more years after that.
Thank you, Axel, and you will be definitely coming back. We've got all these fans that want to hear some other technical stuff from you, and thank you so much for coming and your psychic ability.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We are going here now with our wonderful Anne. Anne, anything you want to tell our people here that are listening in tonight?
Yeah, what Axel said. No. No, I first of all, I just want to thank everybody for coming on and listening to us and giving us a chance to share our gifts with them. I do want to say, on the same vein as Axel, to keep your head up and keep the positive thoughts in your life. As my son says, positive thoughts yield positive results. So if you can, I mean, you can turn a negative sentence into a positive statement in order to help, you know, the world get towards that light again. So just keep your heads up, go forward, and believe in the world. And thank you very much again.
Love you, Anne, and I've got to tell you, I've got a little bit of a fan report for you. Cody writes here up in the Dakotas, I love this lady so much, I can't believe it. The woman that likes Bad Boys who's psychic, where has she been all my life? So we love you, Anne, and thank you. And have a great night, Anne.
Oh, thank you, Cody.
go ahead here. We're going to ask Debbie. Debbie, any last words you'd like to say to anybody as we go ahead and go with the show here and we're closing up?
Well, I would like to say thank you for having me on again, and I do enjoy it. So I definitely, you know, will be happy to come back if, you know, if you want me to. But I would just say, you know, with the state of the world and the way it is, you know, just kind of do everything with love, do everything with kindness, and, you know, with joy. You know, don't, you know, just be happy. It's hard to be happy right now, but just tell yourself to be happy. Ask the angels. I'm a big believer, of course, in the angels. So ask the angels if you need guidance on anything. And you don't need to know their name, and you don't need to know what their specialty is. You just ask an angel, I need help with this. The angel that's best suited for that is going to be with you. They're with you all the time. Talk to your guides, your guardian angels. So, you know, it's just go with it. Just be happy and be kind to each other. That's what we need, is kindness to each other.
Thank you, Debbie. We love you, and you definitely will be coming back on one of our other shows. And I want to tell everybody here that's watching and listening and going through all the fun of 516-453-6081. It's been a great night. And our one we still have here, Carl, any last thoughts for our listeners that have been listening to the show tonight?
Yeah, you know, this has been the last 5 minutes or so. This has been running through my mind. There's an old song that was by Blood, Sweat, and Tears called Spinning Wheel. And I keep hearing this line, ride the painted pony and let the spinning wheel spin, which means, you know what I mean, just go ahead with life. You know, I know this virus is affecting us all, but go ahead with life as normal as you can. I wouldn't take risks with the virus, but, you know, step out of your comfort zone when you need to. Ask for guidance, meditate, and just live in love and light.
Thank you, Carl. Welcome to ours, and we'll definitely have you back on one of our other shows. And thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Love you, Carl. Those of you tuned in, we're going ahead in here, and you guys have gotten it, and you turned around and hit. We've got a little bit of one. I'm going to grab one more phone. You guys call in. We've got a couple more. 607. This is Psychic Jethro on Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm okay.
You got in at the last minute, and I'm very proud of you. We had a little bit. This is Jethro. Can I give you a reading?
Yeah.
Okay, I do need one thing. I need permission from you to get your first name.
Okay, my name is Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole. I've seen some energy right now. I feel like you're in a position of something's went on for you that you're going to break through or change it. Something's happening where I feel you're a little bit of a fighter, Nicole.
Yeah.
I feel like you had to do something to change it. Things weren't going good or something. Mm-hmm. When I read your energy, I feel like you had to say, you know, no more of this or something. Something was not good here.
For a while, I've been hardly able to breathe, and I just learned that the neighbors are psychic attacking me.
I feel something there, and I feel that this has been there, and I do feel that we need to, I would say, like some pennies, some things up to put this energy off, because they have been sending. I do feel you have some negative there, and I feel, unfortunately, we need to put up some things for you, protection. Do you do psychic protection and meditation?
Yeah.
So that I felt, and I feel I feel like unfortunately you're in a position or something there that's not working out. Something's not right about them. There's something where they're just like wanting to cause you stress because they're jealous, or they just have a problem about what you have.
Yeah.
Very strong. And I did feel that there's some other things there to make sure you take care of yourself. I feel like you've been fighting some health things for a little while too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a question you have for me, Nicole?
When am I going to have a new era in life?
I feel like that they did say it was coming along a little later. You've got just a couple more months, and something new's got, something's giving right to do it. And that's what I felt early when I first talked. And then I saw you being able to have some different things going in there. And I feel like it's overdue. I feel like you've been, it's been a bumpy road for you is what I keep seeing. And I feel like this new change is by you, you connect or you get into some group that are like-minded with you and you're out doing things. You're a little bit of an introvert or something. I feel like there's a part of you that hasn't been really able to connect where you should be.
Yeah,
and that's what I feel. I feel this is going to be happening there very soon. And I thank you for coming in. And I definitely, you know, get a hold of us at psychicjester.com and some things, because I do feel you have some ability. We need to be able to get you connected to some things that can help you. I see maybe you'd be good to check out like some of our web apps and stuff where we can show you some other protections, put some work, and get that karma going good for you.
Okay.
Okay. Love you, Nicole, and thank you for calling in.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, guys. Everyone, remember, be wild. It is the way to be, and we'll talk to you next time here on Psychics Gone Wild.